So before sunset of the seventh day, the men of town came to Samson with their answer. What is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion? They had the answer because Samson told her the answer. And so she immediately went. Now then, let's put it this way. I hope this is not the truth for you Christian girls. But I've heard a lot of people say, if you want something told, just tell it to a woman. Have y'all ever heard that? She'll tell somebody. You know. So, if you don't want it told, how do you keep from getting it spread around? Do you tell a man? No, you don't tell a man either. If you don't want it to get told, what do you do to it? You keep it right here in your own heart. Because let me tell you, if you tell a man something that's so good, I'm telling you, he's going to be beside himself till he can find some. Now, David, Thurman told me this, but he told me not to tell nobody, but I know you're a good friend. Don't you tell nobody ever, but I got to tell you this. And he's always said, What is it? I want to hear it. And then when somebody tells him, he said, oh, that is pretty good. I'll go tell Jennifer. And then after that, we just, is that right? Is that the way we do things? Now, don't you tell anybody. Don't you tell on the pastor. If you got something you don't want told, don't tell it. Don't tell nobody. Nobody. You know, I mean, I remember years ago when I was a deacon at the Baptist church, we were sworn to secrecy over the people and their problems that we ministered to. The pastor said, he told us, he said, when you go out ministering to people, whatever their situation is, when you leave there, you don't never talk to nobody about it because you can't talk about it because if you do, it's going to get back and we'll be known as a church that you can't trust. And so, man, I took that to heart. When I ministered somebody in a family, if they had a problem or whatever, I didn't talk about the problem unless they told me. I don't care who knows this. I don't care. You know, if you can tell anybody you want to. Well, if they tell me that I can tell anybody and it's not a problem, then I don't mind talking about it because I know they're talking about it. But if they tell me, I'm going to tell you this in confidence. You know what that means? You don't tell nobody. Somebody said, well, how about your wife when you get home? Who do you tell? Nobody. Nobody. I mean, nobody. If you want to make sure it don't ever get told, you don't tell nobody. Because if they ask you not to tell, if you tell somebody in your family, your wife or your husband or whatever, then if you couldn't be trusted, can they be trusted? No. It don't stop. So anyway, it says, but because of her persistent nagging, then she gave the answer to the young men. So before sunset of the seventh day, the men of the town came to Samson with their answers. What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? And Samson replied, if you hadn't plowed with my heifer. Now see, today people don't know what that means. Used to, even when I was a young man, we didn't plow with a heifer, but we did plow with a horse. We were a little past that, but before they had enough horses, guess what they used to pull their plow? A heifer. You know what a heifer is? That's a young cow. A young one. You know, like, you know, you could talk about some of these little girls, right? A young girl. These little girls, they're heifers. They're young. You know, they're young girls. You could call them heifers. Now, I don't think I ever seen a young woman that wanted somebody to call her a heifer. She didn't want to hear that. But that's what Samson's talking about here. A young cow that's never had a calf, that's never had been with a bull, you wouldn't, if you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have found the answer to my riddle. So he knew that he gave her the answer, and she shared it with the others. Now, who is at fault here? He is. I mean, yes, she said, you don't love me, you hate me. But what did he have the power to do? Zip it up and say, no, I'm not telling you. After the party's over, I'll tell you. Now, if she had any confidence and trust in her husband, she would have kept her mouth shut. And when they said, okay, now because you didn't tell us, we're going to burn down your house and kill you, all she'd had to do is go over and say, honey, I got a little problem with a couple of Philistine guys, about 30 of them. Will you go take care of my light work for me? And what would Samson have done? Oh, you'd have took care of the light work, okay. See, but instead of trusting her husband to take care of her, she's not trusting nobody. Does people still do the same thing today? Of course we do. We don't trust God. as children of God, when He told us to come and pray, repent of our sins, what happens today as our God, which is so much bigger than all of us, His ways are not our ways, higher than ours, when we repent of our sin, I don't care what we've got, just like I told Dave that time, Dave, I don't care what you got, if you have an incurable disease, if you will obey what I tell you to do from God's Word, I guarantee the King of the universe will heal you. Well, now see, although Dave'd been in church all of his life, good church, he had never heard somebody make a statement like that. So his thoughts was, you know, you can't guarantee God will do anything. But what can I guarantee God will do? What He said in His Word. Is that right? If He said it, you can take it to the bank. So when Dave repented of his sins and started standing on God's Word, now you can look back there and see a fine young man back there that don't have no sickness no more. And he loves it, let me tell you. And that's what he told that gentleman when we were out there in New Mexico. He loved being well. Don't you love being well?
Yes.
Do you want to stay well?
Yes.
Okay, then some things you got to do. You got to walk in obedience to His Word. If you do, you can stay well. If you do not, it's going to make you sick. Now, how many of you in here want to be sick? Well, nobody. Okay, y'all are smart as I thought you were. You know, I definitely don't want to be sick. Do you, Scott? I love being well, right? But it means you and I have a requirement, don't we? So just like right here, Samson, he told his wife, and now then, all this is, God is moving around all of this. And he finally said, if you hadn't plowed my heifer, you would not have found the answer to my riddle. So let's see what it says in 19 and 20. Then the Spirit of the Lord, now wait a minute, what? The Spirit of the Lord powerfully took control of him. You know, this is not exactly the way I would have done this. But guess who I am not? I'm not God. That's exactly right. I would have not done this like this. But then the Spirit of the Lord powerfully took control of him. He went down to the town of Ashkelon and he killed 30 men. God is going to kill 30 young men? God's in this? Well, that's what it says, doesn't it? Ooh. So the Spirit of the Lord powerfully took control of him. He went down to the town of Ashkelon and killed 30 men, took their belongings and gave their clothes to the men who had answered his riddle. But Samson was furious about what had happened, and he went back home to live with his father and his mother. No, but he just married this beautiful girl that he's so wildly in love with. He's only been there a few days with her. And now because of his anger and rage, he's going back home to his mom and dad and leaving his wife over there. Isn't that something? How many young men get married to the woman that they look at and the most beautiful thing they thought they ever see? You spend just a few nights with her and then all of a sudden something happens and you just leave her there and you go back home with mom and dad. You see that though? That still does happen. You know that? Not very often, but it happened. It happened right here in Samson's life. Now who was controlling all of this? God was. That's what, see, like I say, first of all, somebody said, in the Spirit of God's love, He would never hurt anybody. You ever heard that? The Spirit of God is love and He would never hurt nobody? Well, the Spirit of God right there came upon Him. And how many men did He kill?
30.
Who was responsible for that power to come upon Him? God. The Spirit of God in Him killed 30 young men. The Philistines. Now, that at the beginning of this, it said God did all this through Samson to judge the Philistines for the way they abused Israel. Isn't that amazing? Do you want to abuse Israel? I hope not. Because if you do, something serious could happen to you. God clearly says in His Word, to those that bless Israel, I will bless you. To those that curse Israel, I will curse you. And that's going on today. So don't say nothing about them stupid Jews. Ooh, boy, you talk about them Jews, you better be careful how you talk about them Jews. You know that? Do you want to get judged? I don't. I want to help the Jewish people every way I can. Don't you? I want to pray for them and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And it says, after he went home to his father and mother, so then his wife was given in marriage to the man who had been Samson's best man at the wedding. So here he gets mad. He's only been married to her a week, and he goes home, and he's all angry and mad. And who's behind all this? God. And God ain't through yet. We're going to, but next week, I mean, I realize it's after 4 o'clock. Next week, we're going to start in the next chapter, and we're going to see some wild things that God does to the Philistines. That's definitely not the way you and I would do things. But you and me are not God. And He has a way of doing things, and guess what? He does it the way He wants to do it. First of all, I would never have went downtown and killed 30 young men because my wife nagged me all week long, and she wanted me to give her an answer, and then I give it to her, and of course, the minute I give it to her, it was my choice to give it to her, right? And so Samson got mad at the men instead of himself, right? Do we do the same thing today? Do men do stupid things like that today? Yeah, I mean, so maybe somebody at work that's bugging you like that, and you finally tell them something you're not supposed to tell them and give them a secret, and then they take your secret and run off with it and get a patent for it and everything, and you think, what, you're mad at the guy. Who should you be mad at? You're the one that gave them the information. Yeah, but they were nagging me. Well, that didn't mean nothing. You didn't have to give the information to them, but you did. And because of that, you get mad at them, and now you come against them, and we got divorces out there going on because of these kind of crazy things. We got lawsuits going on all over the world because of these stupid things. And who is it to blame every time? Right here. This is where it stops. Right here. I don't have to give anybody any information. I don't want to. I don't care how much they bug me. You know, I don't have to go pray for anybody. You know, when the Spirit of God moves upon me, and then I make a statement like this. I flew out to Roswell, New Mexico to pray for one man. You'd be amazed at the number of people listening to this tape and said, Thurman goes and prays for anybody everywhere. So they call and want me to come everywhere. Yeah, I have been lots of places. But guess why I go to those places? When God moves on my heart. When I picked up that phone that morning and called that man that wrote me that email and said, Thurman, this man loves you and your ministry, and he is sent home, technically to die. So it would mean so much to him if you would come and pray for him.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, You Plowed with My Heifer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.